Well, good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters, those who are here present in the chapel, and those who are joining us online.
下午好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不管是在这里的还是网上。This
afternoon, we're going to begin a new series on the book of 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书开始。This
is a book that speaks to us both personally and practically about the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ.
这本书是对教会事工来说是一个个人的，也是实用的一本书。它是说明这个耶稣基督的教会。Over
the course of our next times together and this could end up being a couple of years, we're going to explore what 1 Timothy teaches about the church and its message.
在接下去这段时间，也可能会有一年的时间，我们将会这个来探讨提摩太前书有关教会以及信息。What
the church, what 1 Timothy also teaches about the church and its gatherings.
他会教导我们这个关于教会，还有他的聚会。The
church and its leadership.
教会和他的领袖。The
church and its mission.
教会和他的使命。And
the church and its ministry.
教会以及他的事工。Let's
pause for a word of prayer, and then we'll get started this afternoon with an introduction to the book of 1 Timothy.
现在来祷告，然后我们花一点时间来学习今天的话。Heavenly
Father, we praise you for the opportunity to gather together.
天父，我们感谢你有机会，我们今天下午聚会。To
worship you and to receive a word from you.
我们崇拜你，我们也从你那里得到你的话语。So
Father, we ask that you would speak to us through your word today.
天父，我们求你借着你的话语跟我们说话。And
give us, Lord, we pray, a greater understanding for your design for your church.
让我们明白，你对你的教会是如何的这个设计。We
ask this humbly now in the name of our living Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告不配，耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
My wife and I have been, as I think you know by now, have been blessed with three daughters. Just, we can go to the next one. There we go. You'll see my girls there. They are now all married and in their 30s. But when they each turn 16 years of age, I decided to write them a letter.
大家都知道，我家庭三个女儿，他们现在也在30岁左右，都已经结婚。所以我在对他们16岁的时候，我决定给他们写一封信。I
wanted them to receive a letter from their father that so they knew just how grateful I was for each.
我作为父亲，要想办法给他们写一封信，对他们感有感激的之心。I
wanted to express my confidence in them and God's work in their lives.
我要跟他们讲，对他们的信心，还有神在他们生命中做的工作的这个小信心。I
wanted them to have a letter from their father in writing. They could see that their father said that he loved them.
我要让他们知道，这是一封从父亲来的信，信是如何的爱这些女儿们。And
I wanted to express my desire to see them grow into mature women of God who would love the Lord and use their gifts to serve others.
要表达一个心态，说让他们知道自己已经成熟，能够按照耶稣的教导去生活。
What we have, brothers and sisters, in 1 Timothy is something very similar.
今天我们要学习的这个提摩太前书啊，是一封书信，跟我刚才所说的信很相像。
It's a letter from the Apostle Paul, from a father, the Apostle Paul, to his spiritual son in the faith, Timothy.
这是来自这个属灵上父亲的父亲，也就是保罗，他给他属灵的儿子提摩太的一封信。
Now, this letter was most likely written from Macedonia somewhere between the years 62 and 64 AD.
这封信非常有可能是保罗在主后62到64年这个在腓立比或者是在这个马其顿给写的一封信。
During Paul's third missionary journey.
这次发生在保罗第三次旅行传道的进程中。
And he wrote this letter as, again, a spiritual father to Timothy to offer pastoral guidance and personal encouragement for his leadership responsibilities in the church in Ephesus.
保罗作为这个提摩太属灵的父亲，写信给他是为了让他在以弗所教会在领导职责上能得到教牧的指导或者是个人的鼓励。
And these two purposes will provide the focus for this introductory message today.
也就这两个目的，教牧指导和个人鼓励就是今天我们要学习的重点。
The pastoral guidance and the personal encouragement that Paul offers to Timothy and to you and me.
这是保罗关于教牧指导和个人鼓励给这个提摩太，也给我们今天的忠告。
Before we get to that, let me just mention that 1 Timothy, along with 2 Timothy and the book of Titus, are called the pastoral epistles.
在这个开始之前，我想跟大家分享这个提摩太前书和提摩太后书。还有提多书，他们在圣经里头是被称为是教牧书信。
They're called pastoral epistles because they're personal letters addressed to these three young pastors, or two young pastors, Timothy and Titus.
这个他们称为教牧书信，这是因为这个是写给个人的信件，写给两个年轻的牧师。
And the pastoral epistles provide a biblical foundation and the earliest guidelines for the way the church should function and be led.
这些教牧书信为教会的运作和领导方式提供了圣经的基础和最早的指导栏。
Now, in construction, in architecture, a blueprint is used to provide a detailed, two-dimensional, visual presentation of how a building should be constructed.
那么在这个建筑上面。这个一个蓝图，它是来用二维的这个平面图来提供建筑的一个外观或者一个详细的一个视觉形式。
A blueprint typically specifies a building's dimensions.
蓝图它会这个标出这个建筑的这个长和宽。
The construction materials that are necessary,
还有需要的建筑材料。
and the exact placements of the various components, windows, doors, walls.
还有这些不同的部分比如说这个门窗这些这个窗户是怎么放入这个建筑里。
Well, 1 Timothy, as one of the pastoral epistles, is God's blueprint for the design of his church.
那么，提摩太前书，作为这个教牧书信，就是神给教会设置的蓝图的一本书。
Specifies the foundation and the mission and the ministries of the church.
列出了教会的基础和它的使命和它的事工。
so that the church can have an effective gospel impact in the world.
这样，教会在世界上就会关于福音的传播会有很有效的影响。
Unfortunately, centuries of history have given rise to unbiblical doctrines and practices that have led the church astray.
不幸的是，随着时间的随着时间的移动，教会有些不正确的观念，还有这些不正确的实践的方法，使得这些都成为就是已经迷路。
This is the reason for the pastoral guidance that is offered in 1 Timothy.
这也就是保罗写这封信的这个目的。
One of the reasons that pastoral guidance is needed is that churches often have a deeper commitment to tradition than to truth.
一个原因就是教会呢可能会根深蒂固的来坚持某些教义和做法。
Churches can become entrenched in perpetuating certain doctrines and practice.
因为他们坚持这些教义和做法。
And at times, these rituals and customs and outward behaviors can become more important than the truth of the gospel.
那么有时候这些形式或者是习俗等外在的行为在这个教会来看，可能比神的话语的真理更为重要。
Another reason for the pastoral guidance we find in 1 Timothy is that churches can have a greater desire to be famous than to be faithful.
另一个原因是，教会可能在追求这教会的声望比这个对教会的这个忠实更重要。
Churches focus at times on outward indicators of success.
教会可能会专注于一些能够体现到这个成功的指标。
How many people attend?
有多少人来参加教会？
The variety of programs.
这个节目的多样化。
The size of the budget.
财政有多少钱？
Over my years of ministries, it's been interesting to attend various conferences where you have a lot of pastors together.
我在我的这个生涯中，有时候觉得很奇怪，会看到很多的这个教务人员。
And it doesn't take long before the pastors are trying to kind of size up each other.
不用花很多时间就发现这些教务人员他们。按照这个群的大小，
And they'll ask, how big is your church?
那你们的教会有多少人？
And at the time, I've forgotten the number, but at the time, I memorized the square footage of our church. And so, whenever someone asked me, how big is your church? I would give them the square footage, which completely caught them off guard because they wanted to know how many people were attended.
有人问我们的教会有多大，我就试图想起来教会面积有多大，然后让他们去对去发现有多少人。
The point is, we can easily get caught up in all these indicators of.
关注于这些，而不是在教会的质量。
But the Bible focuses more on the inward marks of faithfulness to Christ and His.
圣经是更注重于内在的标志，这个就是基督和他的国度在世界上的使命的忠诚。
Faithfulness to Christ and His kingdom purpose and mission in the world.
那就是基督在关注他的国度在世界上的使命与忠诚。
A third reason for the pastoral guidance in 1 Timothy is that churches often have a greater degree of confusion about leadership than confidence in the church.
第三个原因保罗在提摩太前书要给这个提摩太提供教牧上的这个指导，是因为教会对领导力的困惑有时候比信心更大。
This is certainly true today.
今天当然是如此。
There's hardly a week that goes by when I don't read another article online about some issue with leadership in a church.
在一周前，我在网上看到有关这个教会的领导力的一个文章。
And the scriptures in 1 Timothy in particular just remind us that pastors need to get back, the church leaders need to get back to the basics of prayer and Bible study.
那提摩太前书提醒我，那个教会的领导应该是在圣经的基础上花更多的时间。
Studying and understanding and applying and proclaiming God's word.
他们要学习，理解圣经，还要应用圣经，最后需要去宣扬和教导神话语真理。
The lives of leaders should also be examples of godliness and faithfulness and peace.
他们的生命也应当是敬虔的、忠信的、平安的榜样。
Another reason for the pastoral guidance that's given in 1 Timothy is that churches often give more attention to chasing myths than to fulfilling their mission.
第四个给出这个教牧这个原则的这个原因，可能是这是。教会常常会去追寻那些一些荒谬无凭的话语。
Several times in 1 Timothy, we're challenged not to chase after myths and the false hope that they are.
有几处在提摩太前书的挑战我们，不要去追逐这些荒谬无凭的话语和他们带来的虚假希望。
Now, what do we mean by myths? What does the scripture mean when it talks about chasing after myths?
说这些荒谬无凭的话语是什么呢？
Well, a myth is an ill-founded belief that is held uncritically by a group of people.
他们是一个特定的群体，就是不加分别的来持有毫无观念的信念。毫无根据的信念。
These are often sectarian and divisive false teachings and emphases.
通常这些是教会宗派和分裂等等的错误教导。
In short, a myth is any teaching that detracts from a focus upon Jesus Christ and the gospel.
简而言之荒谬无凭的话语就是任何分散对基督的福音的关注这些教导。
And finally, another reason for the pastoral guidance that is offered here is that churches are often more committed to their culture than to Christ.
最后一个原因，教会常常会更注重于文化，而不是注重于基督。
Sadly, in our day, many churches are completely and uncritically following the culture rather than scripture.
不幸的是，在我们今天有很多教会完全不加分别的不加批判的来追溯的文化，不是圣经。
And our study of 1 Timothy will force us to engage with some of these cultural trends.
我们对提摩太前书的学习就会迫使我们参与这些文化的趋势。
And decide if our allegiance is ultimately to Christ and his word or the culture and its ways.
由此决定是我们是效忠于基督和他的话语，还是效忠于文化这些方式。
But dear brothers and sisters, this letter not only offers pastoral guidance, it also offers some personal encouragement to Timothy and to leaders in general in the church.
提摩太前书不光是对牧者有指导的这个意思，而且呢，它也是一封这个写给牧者个人的，或者是对今天我们也适用的一封信。
It appears that Timothy was discouraged in his ministry, and for good reasons.
提摩太看起来是这个在他的事工上有些沮丧啊，这些我们应该有理由去找到。
First, Timothy was young.
首先提摩太可能是很年轻。
But according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, age should not be despised.
如果我们要看提摩太前书四章12节，年龄不应该是被轻视，
We learn here that leadership is not an issue of age, but of character.
我们知道，我们可以知道，领导力不是有关于年龄大小，其实是品格的问题。
I can remember well on some of my first trips to the African nation of Malawi in the early 2000s.
我记得在这个，在2000年的左右，我去一个非洲，一个国家叫马拉维。
I met in one church in particular a group of elders who were all in their 20s.
我就看到在一家教会的，我看到那个教会的长老都是20岁左右。
And when I asked about that, they said, you need to understand that HIV AIDS has decimated a whole generation of our population. And so these young men have become elders in the church in their 20s.
我问他们为什么，他说是这个因着艾滋病的病毒的这个危机很整个这个有一代人全都都不见了，所以呢这些年轻人就成为教会中的
On the other hand, I've met some elderly saints in churches over the years who have been some of the most immature Christians.
另外一方面，我也在这个其他的教会看到一些年长的人，他们实际上灵命上有。
And so we learned that age is not the issue in leadership, it's character.
所以我们看到年龄其实对这个教会的领导不是问题，而是品格的问题。
A second reason for the personal encouragement that Timothy receives is that he was not naturally self-confident and bold.
另外一个原因提摩太需要去鼓励，那是因为提摩太天生就没有他也没有胆量。
In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul writes, For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power. Love, self-control.
那么在这个提摩太后书，保罗专门写到关于这个胆量的问题，
So evidently, Timothy was also fearful.
显然是提摩太胆怯，
He had a rather shy and timid personality.
他的性格可能是比较害羞，也是胆小。
But it's encouraging to learn here that leadership is not a matter of confidence in ourselves, but one of our faith.
但是令人鼓舞的是领导力不是说有我们自己的信心，而是我们对基督的信心。
In fact, if I've counted correctly, the words faith and faithfulness are found some 21 times in the book of 1st.
如果我的计算是正确的话，在整个提摩太前书里头，有关信心和信实出现过21次。
Six times alone here in chapter one.
其实，在第一章里头，我们也能发现6次。
And so we're encouraged, regardless of our personalities, to live and to lead out of our confidence in
所以，不管我们的个性是如何，我们都会因着对基督的信心而受到。
Christ. Third, Timothy needed encouragement because, well, Ephesus was a challenging place to do ministry.
第三个，提摩太需要这个受到个人的鼓励，是因为他所侍奉的教会在以弗所， 而尼泊索是一个施工比较困难的这个地方。
I had a chance to visit the ancient city of Ephesus just this past November.
我在这刚刚过去的10月份有机会到这个。
It was a port city with a lot of commerce and therefore prosperous.
它是一个港口的城市，有这个商业也非常的发达。
It was also devoted, a city that was devoted to the worship of the goddess Artemis, known as the Roman goddess Diana.
这个城市它也是对这个偶像，尤其是对女神亚特弥斯的崇拜。那么这就像这个罗马人崇拜达雅娜。
The great temple was built in her honor.
那么为这个女神亚特弥斯还建立了一个非常大的一个神庙。
They also worship other goddesses, and you see one me pictured with one of them here, the goddess Nike, made famous, of course, by the sport shoes.
他们也崇拜其他的这个女神这里有一个照片据说名字叫 Nike，和这个穿的这个 Nike 鞋是一样的。
Because this was the goddess of victory.
因为这个是关于一个得胜者的女神。
Now, some of the practices that took place in the temples to these goddesses are things that it would be shameful to speak of.
所以这个地方所发现的是以佛所成为一个不道的地方人们提起来可能就会感到羞耻。
Suffice it to say that the worship of these idols made Ephesus a place of worldliness. And immorality.
也就是这个在这个地方崇拜是非常困难，以佛所就是成为这个不道德的代表。
But brothers and sisters, hear this.
但是兄弟姐妹请听。
Leadership is not about articulating all the challenges that we face.
领导力不是说你去发现、知道我们所面临的挑战。
Leadership is about addressing the opportunities that affords.
领导力就是就是抓住这个你所面临的机会。
For Timothy, it meant things like helping older men to mature in their faith.
对提摩太来说，可能就是他去帮助一些年长的，他们在这个灵命上的更加的成熟，
Caring for widows,
他们照顾寡妇，
raising up leaders,
培养教会的领袖，
and above all, faithfully preaching God's
最重要的是忠实的来传讲神的话语。
word. Years ago, I remember being at a conference. Actually, it was an evaluation meeting for. Young men who were planting new churches across the United States.
4年前我被邀去参加一个会议，这会议是有关在这个各地职堂的信息。
Excuse me. At lunch one day, I met a young man and I asked him, where are you planting a church?
有一天在这个吃午饭的时候，我遇到了一位年轻人，我问他你准备在哪里置房？
And he said, I'm going to be planting a church in Las Vegas.
说我准备在这个拉斯维加斯这个建一个教堂。
And I said, Las Vegas, oh my gosh, that must be difficult.
我听了禁不住的要说拉斯维加斯，哎呦，那个地方可真难。
All the gambling, the addictions, the prostitution, all of, these issues, it must be so difficult.
那么那里有赌博，有这个酗酒，还有卖淫的问题，所以在那里建一个教会是何等的困难。
And he said to me, actually, Pastor, it's a great place.
跟我说牧师，你知道吗？这是其实这个地方是一个非常有利传福音的地方。
Because there are so many broken and hurting people that are looking for something different.
因为也确实有很多这个破碎的、受伤害的人，他们在寻找啊，去寻找向神这个寻求救恩的机会。
You see, leadership is not about what we're doing.
所以这领导力不是说你寻求一个地方来能够施工，
It's not about the challenges we face in.
也不是说做这些施工所遇到的困难。
It's about the opportunities that God provides in the midst of those challenges.
这其实是神为这些这个挑战所提供的机会。
One final reason for the personal encouragement that Timothy receives is that he was relatively inexperienced.
最后一个原因，提摩太受到个人鼓励是这个提摩太在事工方面可能就是相对的没有经验。
So throughout 1st and 2nd Timothy, he is reminded of repeatedly, he's reminded of his calling and his prophetic gifting.
所以，不管是提摩太前书还是后书，提摩太一再的被保罗提醒到有关他被神呼召，还有他这个有先知恩赐的能力。
Brothers and sisters, our own ministry in the church is more about our calling and our giftedness and our godliness than it is about our wealth and our influence and our knowledge.
弟兄姐妹，在教会里侍奉更要紧的是有关我们的呼召、我们的恩赐、我们的敬虔，而不是我们的财富、我们的知识和我们的权利。
Can I say that again?
我可以再说一次吗？
Your ministry in the church is more about your calling and your giftedness and your godliness than it is about your wealth and your power and your knowledge.
在你的教会里头，更重要的是关于你的呼召、你的恩赐和你的敬虔，而不是你有财富、知识和权。
So this brings us, as we come to a close this afternoon, to the main truth that I really want you to take home with you from this introduction.
那从这个介绍，我们马上就回到这个结果，所以我今天下午要跟大家分享。
It comes in the very last words of 1 Timothy 1, verse 1.
这是到这个提摩太前书的最后一章的一对一章二节的最后的一部分。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior, and here it is, of Christ Jesus, our hope.
那么第一章的一节是这样说：奉我们救主神和我们盼望的基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
At the very outset, we are reminded that Jesus Christ is our hope.
那我们被提醒，就是耶稣基督是我的盼望。
And so, to those of you who feel perhaps too young or inexperienced or shy and insecure to follow Christ, be reminded Jesus Christ is your.
对于那些觉得自己很年轻没有经验，那么也比较胆怯做神的事工的时候请记住耶稣基督是我
He's the one that can make all the difference.
他会使上一切都有这个有不同之处。
To those of us who get discouraged by the ways of the world,
那么对那些我们当中这个被世界所发生的事情所恼。灰心的是，
we prayed about earlier about some of the issues going on right now.
我们刚才祷告的时候为那些世界上发生的事情，
Balloons.
气球，间谍气球，
Wars,
战争，
earthquakes,
地震。
and just trends in culture that frankly leave us shaking our heads. What are people thinking?
还有在那些啊，让我们现在啊眼花缭乱的这个世界的世俗观念，
And we can get discouraged by those
我们看到它可能会觉得很恼丧。
times, perhaps even tempted to give up or worse, to give in.
那可能有的时候你觉得啊，可能我想放弃或者已经放弃，
Be reminded.
啊，请你这个被提醒。
Jesus Christ is your hope.
耶稣基督是希望。
Amen.
Amen。
Christ is the foundation upon which the church is built.
基督是教会建造的根基。
That's why we chose the memory verse that we did from 1 Corinthians 3:11.
这就是为什么我们选择这《哥林多前书》3章11节作为我们今天的金句背诵。
For no one can lay a foundation other than that which has been laid, which is Jesus.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人别的。
He is the church's one foundation.
他是教会的唯一根基，
He is the church's one hope.
他是教会唯一的盼望。
Dear brothers and sisters, he's your hope. And mine today.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，他是你的盼望，也是我们。
May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching.
啊，愿神啊祝福，用这些话语来祝福大家，
Amen.
阿门。